Amen. Let us pray. Holy and wise God, we come again thanking you for this another day's journey. Because of that, God, we owe you our praise and we owe you our worship. We thank you, dear God, while the enemy was around our bedsides, that you cared and protected us and woke us up on due time. We thank you right now, God, that you have given us a reasonable amount of health to come into your house just one more time. I pray now, God, that you speak through me and speak to your people. Give me the power that makes preaching easy. Anoint this place. Anoint this building. Anoint the ears that will hear your word. Thank you, sir. In Jesus' name we do pray. And everybody in the building said amen. Amen. And thank God. Psalm 17. Psalm 17. Psalm 17. When you have it, will you stand to your feet in reverence to the word of God? Psalm 17. Still on that first verse. Let's give it up for our children and our youth and young adult singers. Verse 1. Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. You may be seated in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. I solicit your prayers on this morning. I want to continue our series, The Expectations of Prayer. The Expectations of Prayer. I left you all on last Sunday looking at David's situation. We observed the fact that David was somewhat terrified and troubled in the condition he was in. And y'all started poking at me where I couldn't finish my sermon, and I had to stop it a little ways, midways through. But I just want to pick up with David. David in this passage gives us hope that we can come to him in whatever location life places us in. Brother Reggie, I love the fact that prayer is relevant in any time and in any place. I thank God for prayer, Sister Shannon. When I look back over my life, I don't think I could have made it without prayer. I don't think I would have been standing before you this morning without being able to talk to my Heavenly Father. And I don't know how y'all feel, but there's been times I felt lonely, despondent, misunderstood, And I tried to talk to this person and that person and this person, and they couldn't understand what I was going through. But Cherise, one thing about it, I got on my knees. And I found out, Star, that when you get on your knees, you'll win every time. When you bow at the altar, you will win. Do I have any witnesses in here? You'll win. Will you help me preach this when y'all come in here? And I know it rained in Macon. Did it rain down here last night? No. Okay, well, I can't blame it on the rain. How y'all feeling today? Well, it rained last night in Macon. But it rained, and I thought about the blessings that God has given me. The blessings he's given me, it rains in my life. And if you don't mind, don't be quiet on me this morning. Hunch the person next to you and say, the pastor needs you to wake up. Now, if they get mad at you, I ain't got nothing to do with that. But I thank God for prayer. I thank him for some things, Jeffrey. But I, most of all, I thank him for prayer. I thank God for prayer. I don't think I would have been here if it was not for faith, trusting him, and prayer. David being in a great distress, mama, and danger in this psalm, by prayer addresses himself to God and seeks shelter in him. He prays to God, Sister Sandra, concerning his problem. And I told you, Sister Sonya, on last week, I thank God that he did not tell exactly what David was going through. That gives us the opportunity to put our situation in this passage. And whatever you're going through, you can find yourself like David praying to. I love God because I can pray to him and tell him. And you know, the old folks would say, you know, come on in the room. And I didn't understand that, Sister Anna, when I used to hear him say that. But you know, them old folks used to have a prayer area. And you better not go in that prayer area, because you could feel the power of God in that area. But not until I got a little bit older and the world started to beat me up, I found that I needed a prayer area. And I found that I don't have to have just a certain place. Whenever I feel the Holy Spirit on me, I can stop and tell God, thank you. And I want to do a thank you check this morning. Some of y'all ain't thank God all week. You don't thank your supervisor for letting you stay on the job even though you take longer breaks than you're supposed to. Some of you all have thanked the bill collectors because you had to push a bill out. Now, I know I ain't the only one that has had to delay a bill in here. But you never stop to tell God, thank you. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all not too sedated and too stuck up, will you do me a favor and tell God, thank you? Now, you know, Macon has a baseball team. The Macon Bacon. Where they come up with that name, I have no idea. But I'm sure last night when they was playing, I'm sure the crowd was louder than you all. So I'm going to try this again. Will you tell God, thank you? I don't want to hold you too long, but David prays to God to be sustained and preserved from whatever he is going through. On last Lord's Day, I had you look at the fact that David called on God. And I thank him for the fact that I can call on him. You know that song that you say, I called on the Lord all night long. And I wouldn't let go until he blessed my soul. That's somebody's testimony. And David had no one else to call but God. And you know, God will take all your resources from you, Jaden, just for you to depend on him. He'll take your money away. He'll take your friends away, Sister Davis. When we start depending on other things besides him, he has to snatch it from us and make us depend and call on him. But that's not all I see, Anthony. I also see that David pleads with God. Write that down, my note takers. Write that down. David pleads with God. What do you see that, Brother Pastor? Verse 1b. My plea is just. Soak that in real quick. My plea is just. David is found here pleading with God. And I tell y'all, Brother Mims, all the time, I don't like begging. And you know, I made up my mind, I'm not going to beg anyone to stay in the ministry if they don't want to. Because if you leave a ministry because you get mad at somebody, ministry was never in you. So why am I going to beg you to do something that you really didn't want to do in the first place? I wish I had the older people up here with me. Because they'll speak to me. They'll talk back to me when y'all don't. But David here pleads with God. I don't mind pleading and begging God when I need him. I don't mind. And David finds himself pleading with God, practically begging God to lend him some time. My plea is just. I got good reason to beg you, God. I'm in a messed up situation right now. Sister Bobby, David is saying, my plea is just. Have you ever had to get down on bending knees begging God? Have you ever had to beg God? I ain't talking about for him to give you some paint to slap on the walls in your house. I'm talking about begging God when you really need him. And I want to tell you something. When you beg God, when you plead with God, he'll hear you. Not because God wouldn't listen, but because the trials and troubles and situations you are in made you humble. And a lot of us need a little humble juice. Tell somebody, is it you? A lot of us need a little humble juice. And a lot of us are so stuck on it. Brother Davis, I felt when I was coming down 16 that I was going to need some amens. But just so happened, I keep them in the back of my trunk. And I took them out before I got here. And we got to stop being so prideful when it comes to God. And he's substandard below the usual David is. He's at a point where he's probably never been before. And what better person than God to plead to? Have you ever been there? You've been in a situation that you've never been in before. And the only person you can call on and the only person you can plead to is God. Have you ever been there? Don't stop acting pretty on me this morning. Have you ever been there? Not only, I know y'all ready for me to jump the fence and jump over the whatever you call that to get done. But not only does David call on God and plead to God, but he petitions. But he petitions God. Look at it, Sister Melissa. 1C. You still have your weapon open? Listen. Can you imagine David crying when he's talking to God? Can I borrow the eye of your imagination, Sister Williams, and make you see how David is looking and feeling while he's communicating with God? Verse 1C, listen to my cry. Let that soak in. It's a reason you've been crying. And he says, hear my prayer. It does not arise from deceitful. He petitioned, and this is his expectation, Brother Pooler, from God. He just wants God to listen to his cry. He hasn't asked him anything for anything just yet, Jeffrey. He says, listen. Have you ever been there when you just wanted God just to listen till you pout a little while? I know I'm not the only powder. I pout every now and again. And one thing about God, he does not hang up on me when I'm pouting, but he listens. Won't he listen to you? I said, won't he listen to you? Sister Fantasia, David here is telling God, listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not arise from deceitful lips. Sister Ann David is transparent with God. Shannon, he's not trying to be macho man. Randy Savage, you know, they had that commercial, snapping to a Slim Jim. And Macho Man Randy Savage would be on there, and he would snap the Slim Jim. And he would say, oh, yeah. A lot of us come in here with a Macho Man Randy Savage attitude. And the world is about the snappers. Like a Slim Jim. But I want to tell you here that David is transparent with, tell somebody, be transparent with God. Jared touched Sister Davis. You didn't know which one was Sister Davis, did you? It's that one right beside you. And tell her to be transparent with God. Now, Sister Davis, I want you to do the same thing to him. Touch him. He ain't gonna get mad. Thank you. Give Sister Davis and Brother Jared a hand for helping to preach out. He's not trying to be some big man, but he's coming to God as a baby, as a humble child. Here is a part, Sister Ina, what David expects from God. Listen to me cry. Nobody else wants to hear my pity party. So listen to me, God. Hear my prayer. And this is the part I like, Sister Linda David expresses. He says, it does not come from deceitful lips. And I had a time trying to figure out why would David put that in there with deceitful lips? He should have just left it. Listen to my cry, hear my prayer. And Chris, but he goes on a little bit further. It says it does not arise from deceitful lips. Why would David take time out and add another clause and tell God that his prayer does not come from deceitful? Amen. Sister Linda, deceiving or misleading or mendacious lips, but it comes from the heart. Amen. He knew how he felt and he wasn't going to put on a happy face. Like a lot of us do. Amen. We walk in, how you doing? I'm blessed and holy. No, you ain't. You don't feel like that all the time. I'm scared of a person that's always happy. Amen. Sometimes the world can beat you up, Brother Anthony, and you feel like, get out my face. I don't know how I'm feeling today. I'm just here. Amen. But David tells God it does not come from deceitful lips. You know how some of us do. We walk in like we have it all together. And poke our nose in other folks' business. Forgetting that our own business has a foul and offer odor itself. And we deceive people, Sister Sandra, and want them to think that we always had it together. Amen. And just don't know we ain't deceiving nobody because somebody knows what you used to do. Everybody ain't dead in your past. Somebody knows what you used to do. Brother Wright, somebody knows how you used to creep. They ain't all gone. They still around the Dublin area. Somebody knows how you used to lie. Amen. Amen. Brother Wayne, and I might need security. Somebody knows what you used to do. Amen. When you used to do it. Yeah. And who you used to do it with. But aren't you glad that God can change you? You know, I know y'all think, Carlos, that I'll sin and de-sin. I would like to thank that, Sister Anna. But believe it or not, Sister Williams, I'm a human. And Mama, I'm sure if some of these church people talk to some people in Macon, Georgia, they would say, Lord, have mercy. I remember when that boy was bad. I remember when he used to run the street. But look at him now. Sister Cora, I thank God for changing power.
I thank God for my power that he can change me. And you know, some of us, Sister Sonya, don't want to tell what we've been through because we feel like folks gonna look at us crazy. But you know, Sister Davis, I don't care how folks look at me anymore. Because as long as I'm pleasing God, you know, they would say, you ain't got a heaven or hell to put me in. And so I can use my testimony, Sister Sharon, and help somebody else that's going through. A lot of us kill our testimony because we are deceiving people, thinking that we have always had it going on. But don't you remember when you couldn't pay that bill? Don't you remember when you couldn't drive the car that you're driving right now? Don't you remember when you didn't live in the house that God gave you? You ought to tell somebody, I'm a living testimony. Should have been dead and gone. But the Lord. I can praise God, Sister Paul, though, all by myself. Because you don't know the hell that I've had to go through to get to the point right now. And the good thing about it, Sister Perry, he's still working on me. Ain't he still working on you? I said, ain't he still working on you? The things that you used to do, God told me that you don't do anymore. The places you used to go. I got to run across the cornfield. But we pray these pretty prayers. I'm tired of pretty prayers. Like we ain't never had a problem. Like our marriage has always been great. Like our bills have always been paid and paid on time. Like we have never had family problems. But can I talk to the real people in the house? If you gonna be real with me, raise your hand. I'm talking to the people that have had money problems. Couldn't buy chewing gum on credit. But right now, you're doing pretty good for yourself. Can I talk to the people that have had family problems? Don't fool me. Can I talk to the people that had people that they wanted to cuss out? Y'all can raise your hand. I don't have on my glasses, so I can barely see you if you don't want the pastor to know. But I can I be real with you? I've been through it. But oh, when I talk to God about it, he gave me everything I needed. David is transparent, and he makes it clear that I'm crying out to you, God. Not for any hidden agenda. I just need you right now. Whatever you do to make the situation a little bit better, that's enough for me. I'm out of here, but I just want to read to you what he is saying to God as he cries out to him in prayer. An expectation that David is looking for from God. Now, Brother Luther, I read it from the NIV. But I want to read his prayer and let us marinate a little bit on it from the Message Bible. And Eugene Peterson somewhat talks to us in an idiomatic way. In the normal language. And I'm out of here when I read this. It says, go ahead. Examine me from inside out. Surprise me in the middle of the night. You'll find I'm just what I say I am. My words don't run loose. I'm not trying to get my way. In the world's way. I'm trying to get your way. Your words, W-O-R-D way. I'm staying on your trail. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. I'm not giving up. Tell somebody, don't give up. I call to you because I'm sure of an answer. That's the expectation. So answer me, God. Bend your ear. Carlos David says, from the Eugene Peterson version, he says, listen sharp. Paint grace graffiti on the fences. Take in your frightened children who are running from the neighborhood bullies. Straight. I'm the only one who can get happy on it. This is all right. Because I know I've been through this little situation before. Keep your eyes on me. Hide me under your cool wing from the wicked who are out to get me. From mortal enemies closing in on me. Their hearts are hard as nails. You know, we got some church folks' hearts hard as nails. Their mouths blast hot air. And you know, I don't like a stinking breath person. They are after me, nipping my heels, determined to bring me down. Lions ready to rip me apart. Young lions poised to pounce. Up, God. He tells God, up, God. Bear them, break them by your sword. Free me from their clutches. Barehanded, God, break these mortals. These flat earth people who can't think beyond today. I like to see their belly swollen with famine food. The weeds they sown, harvested and baked into famine bread. I gotta leave you, but I wanna tell you that I need you to be like David. When you see the enemy all around you, I want you to rest assured this morning that God will hear your prayer. I don't care what the doctor has said. I don't care that he's scratching his head and he has given you a bad diagnosis. I want to tell you, when you get back home this evening, go to God in secret prayer. And one thing about it, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be right on time. I know you're praying for that child this morning, but I want to tell you something. If you live his name in prayer. God will hear your prayer. I know you're looking for a better job this morning, but I want to tell you something. Keep on going to God in prayer. And one thing about it, he will answer your prayers. He's never too late. He's right on time. And do I have anybody in here to know that God will answer your prayers? When you needed him the most, he will answer prayers. Somebody's been hurt. But I want to tell you, if you take it to the Lord in prayer, he will mend a broken heart. Won't he do it? Won't he pay your bills? Won't he give you good health? Won't he take care of you when you need him the most? Won't he protect you from the enemy? If you know that, let me hear you say, thank God. Thank God. When I came to you, you answered my prayers. You answered my prayers. You answered my prayers when I needed money. You answered. You answered my prayers. You answered my prayers. You answered my prayers. When I didn't think you was going to come by, I seen you. I felt your spirit. I felt your arms around me, telling me, child, you can go on. Just a little bit further. If you call on God, if you plead with God, and if you petition God, he'll come check on you. He'll give you what you need. He'll keep that enemy off your foot. He'll make that doctor scratch his head, thinking that they found something. But when you go back, that's somebody's word. When you go back to the doctor, God is going to heal your body. God is going to put money in your pocket. Standing all over this building, the expectations of prayer. I had the clerk insert in the programs a prayer request. I want you right now to thank.
Take everything.
And whatever you've been praying for, I want you to write it down on that piece of paper. Don't put your name on it. I'm not going to look at it. Nobody's going to look at it. But I want you to write it down. I want you to write it down. I want you to write it down. And when you're done writing it down, I want you to come and lay it at the altar. I want you to come and lay it at the altar. If you don't have one, our ushers will give you one. Where's the box? We have a box. If you're praying for a child, if you're praying for good health, if you just want a better relationship with God, I want you to write that down. We'll wait on you. We'll wait on you.
Take
You in the choir, if you want to come down, I want you to bring it yourselves. I want you to bring it yourselves. If you can walk up here, I want you to bring it yourselves. If you can't, give it to somebody to bring to you, for you. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you for being obedient. We'll wait on you if you're still writing. We'll wait on you. God bless you. God bless you. We'll wait on you.
I realize. So take
right above a whisper.
Everything.
Right above a whisper.
I don't want it.
This is what I want to do. These prayers, whatever you've put in this box, I'm not going to look at them. But I'm going to petition God with you and come into agreement with whatever you put in that box. Amen. That God will answer that prayer for you. I don't care what it is. I'm in agreement with whatever you've put in that box. If we have any more, I'm waiting on you. God bless you. Now, this is the last thing I want to do. If you've come here, you can be seated. Thank you, Brother Gerald. If you've come here and God is speaking to you, I don't want you to leave here the same way you came. If you feel like God is calling you to this fellowship, we welcome you with open arms. Will you come? Do we have one man, woman, boy, or girl? The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but let the Son of Man come in. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. If he's talking to you right now, will you come? Will you come? Will you come?
I don't need it, God.
Every eye closed. I want to ask you a serious question. If you died tonight, where would your soul rest? I know you're in the church. You're in a good place. But is your soul anchored in Jesus Christ? If you can't answer that truthfully, I want you to come down. I want you to come down. don't leave here without accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. And this is not for membership here. I just want you to be saved. And I want you to be sure that if you die tonight, that you can rest with the Savior. Will you come?